AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Baseball games in New York and Philadelphia tonight are being postponed because of unhealthy air quality. It's smoke from wildfires burning in Canada. Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service says the weather systems right now are stagnant.
That allows all that smoke and haze to kind of just settle and permeate through the atmosphere. And that's kind of what we expect to see over the next couple of days across the eastern U.S. Unfortunately, we don't see a lot of improvement, at least to the end of the week.
The smoke even affected Broadway, where Killing Eve star Jodie Comer had difficulty breathing and had to leave the matinee after 10 minutes. The show restarted with an understudy. A WNBA game has also been postponed. Flowers from Oprah Winfrey and book royalties are among the items on the annual financial disclosures by Supreme Court justices. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson reports Winfrey sent her a $1,200 floral display for becoming the High Court's first black woman. She also disclosed more than $6,000 in designer clothes for a magazine photo shoot. Sonia Sotomayor received nearly $150,000 in royalties for two kids' books. But the justice whose report was most anticipated did not file one. Clarence Thomas asked for an extension, as did Samuel Alito. Thomas has been under scrutiny for not disclosing several hundred thousands of dollars in gifts from a GOP donor. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is running for president, joining a Republican race that includes former President Donald Trump. In Iowa, Pence talked about the Capitol riot.
On that fateful day, President Trump's words were reckless. They endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol.
Stocks finished mixed. The Dow up 91 points. This is AP News. Lionel Messi is taking his talents to the U.S., to South Beach.
Messi is set to join Inter Miami CF of Major League Soccer in the United States. The club is owned by former English soccer star David Beckham. The 35-year-old Argentinian forward spent the last two seasons with Paris Saint-Germain in France after a storied 17-year career with La Liga side Barcelona. All told, Messi has scored 806 goals across 1,027 career matches, placing him second all-time behind Cristiano Ronaldo. Messi won his first World Cup title with Argentina at last year's event in Qatar. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Every player at the Women's World Cup will be paid at least $30,000 by FIFA, and the 23 players on the title-winning team will each get $270,000. It fulfills a promise made in March to financially reward the 732 players taking part in the tournament next month, hosted by Australia and New Zealand. And there's a target of equal prize money for men and women at the next World Cups. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.